can figure out that thing on it.
Hello, this is Jo Tomlin at the Singapore Fringe Festival, and I'm speaking with a group of theatre makers, and their company name is Patch and Punnett. And I'm going to ask them each to introduce themselves and tell us what you do.
My name is Nisa Sharafana, and we are doing a show called Adventures of Abhijit.
Okay, and what do you do in the show?
Oh, I'm an actor. I'm acting in the show.
Hi, I'm Charmaine. I'm a part of Patch and Punnett. We're all collaborators here, and I'm also acting in the production. I'm playing Gloria.
Hello, I'm Krish, and like everyone else, I'm also acting in the show, but also all of us together, we kind of wrote things and directed scenes and improvised and devised together, so I guess we were all collaborators in the process.
Hi, I'm Ashley. I'm not an actor. I just handle the sound and I'm stage managing. But like the rest of them said, it's a very collaborative work, so we all kind of have a part to play in the creation of the story.
So how did you come up with the story? Was there a basis, or where did it begin?
So this started because we wanted to do a show that represented the foreign worker as a hero. And because of the fringe topic, the Stillwaters, the play that it was being based on, we thought that why not do a story about someone that is in this liminal space, the in-between, between his homeland and his new country, and how does he manage both being at home but also not really being at home at the same time. So that's how The Adventures of Abhijit came about.
And what happened next in the process?
Krish came to us with the idea, and we all just pretty much sat in a circle and came up with different ideas, different characters, and kind of sketched out the main storyline of this adventure that Abhijit is going to go on. Yeah.
And next.
So following that, we decided to divide the different scenes, following the structure of the story, and had like different members of the team to write down certain parts of the script. And then after that, we all came back together, did a script read, right? Something like that.
Yeah,
and then after that, we decided on where to improve, what to add, what to eliminate and stuff.
Some of the scenes were also devised, and I mean, it changes. We literally just wrote a new song like last week for the show, so it's always changing, it's always morphing into something. Yeah.
And what about the sound?
I think when it comes to the music, we did work with we worked with Bennett Bay, who's like a musician that we're really close with, and he did some of the soundtracks, he mixed up like some of the music. Mm-hmm. But aside from that, some of the sound effects, we had to kind of like just do it by ourselves, recording our own voices. But YouTube and license free music has been very helpful in general. That was most of the sound.
Yeah. Can I talk about the research?
Yeah. Okay. I think as a starting point, when we went into this Adventures of Abhijit, like we went into it as Singaporeans. You know, like this topic of migrant workers has been a very long national conversation that's been going on about how do we manage a relationship between the locals and the huge like number of migrant workers that are coming in from all over the world. So that's where we started this whole idea from, actually. I think this is kind of like where we all felt, like how we all felt about how it must feel like to be a migrant worker in a country that is quite weird and it's quite strange, like Singapore. You know, it's a very kooky place with its own little quirks and stuff like that. So we kind of wanted to present that in a very fantastic way. And I think that's kind of like how we started. Yeah. But then as we wanted to flesh out the story a bit more, we dug into like a couple of documentaries about like migrant workers, and especially I think Al Jazeera did a few very good pieces that really zoomed in on the darker side of things on the island. And that's when we found out about things like employers screwing over like migrant workers who get injured at work, you know, like employers who abuse their domestic helpers at home. And I think that's how we started to find the shape for some of the main characters in the show. Yeah.
So what kind of genre of expression would you have in the performance of this show?
Genre of performance. I would say that this show Yes, I don't even know what genre it is. It's really like a storytelling mixed with bit of farce here and there, bit of it's quite allegorical in nature, the story in itself. It's quite fantastical and metaphorical, but really it's quite, there's a bit, it's comedic, it's funny, it's quirky, but of course that is balanced with moments of actual reflection and emotional growth and character growth. So generally I would say it's just, it's a ride.
Yeah, it's a ride.
It's a ride.
Okay,
yeah.
It's a ride.
Yeah. Is there movement and speaking, characterization?
We tried. We tried. There's there's a little bit of a musical aspect into it, just to reflect the kind of characters the Singerlanders are. Am I allowed to say?
Yeah, we were very inspired by. A flock of flamingos. That was our main source of inspiration for how the people of Singaland, this land that Abhijit travels to, how they move and how they interact and just, yeah, they move in a very quirky way. So.
Yeah, and it's always in a flock. So you will be able to see a lot of that in the play. And it's done by the group of ensemble.
All right. Yeah. So right now we're actually in La Salle. It's an art school. It's a very dramatic, beautiful building. So, who is a student here?
Yeah, I'm a student at LaSalle. So currently, I'm in level 3 acting in LaSalle. Mm-hmm. So it's been good. I'm going about to graduate. Really excited about that. Yeah.
And then once you graduate, what do you plan to do?
I hope to keep Patrick Punnett alive, so I really hope to keep creating more work, growing ourselves as a theatre company. But that being said, I mean, I also love to act for local theatre companies here.
No, this is going to work for us for free. That's basically what's going to happen.
You have to agree.
So now for you two, you are performers in the show. Could you tell us a bit about your training? What kind of training you had to prepare you for the show?
I studied in School of the Arts and then moved on to theatre management, which really helped for when we were studying Patch and Punnett. The training that I did, I wouldn't say training, more of research for Gloria's character. A lot of articles, a lot of videos, interviews with helpers, as well as stories and poetry written by some migrant workers that I pretty much used as a source of inspiration for Gloria's characterization.
And how about you? What preparation or training did you have that can prepare you for this?
Okay, for myself, it's not so much training as well, because the characters are, I guess, derived from our personal experience. So it's a lot of people watching, looking at, you know, how people are treating the foreign workers here in Singapore, as well as watching the documentaries like they mentioned. So it's a lot more of that rather than actually going through physical training for the character. Yeah.
And so do you bring, how do you share your research after you've observed? How did that happen?
We just talk about it. Yeah, we just talk about it, and when we come into rehearsal, it's a lot of improv and things like that. So when we bring it in, we all kind of just bounce off each other. Yeah,
I think there were a few of the documentaries that we made it a point to watch all together. And we sat around the table and we just, like, you know, threw ideas back and forth, how we felt about what we saw, how we felt about, like, whether or not was this real, was is the documentary a little bit too skewed, you know, like, things like that. I feel there was a lot of reflection involved in how we processed the material together, because we all wanted to be on the same page. I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah. Have you shown any excerpts to people? And I was wondering what their reactions were.
Well, I mean, Jessamine and the Fringe team have seen scenes here and there, and I think they generally enjoyed it. We haven't really spoken to anyone in depth about how we can improve, and I think that's what Sunday is really for us also, because with this piece, we plan on doing it again and presenting it to a larger audience base in April later this year. So we really think, as being part of the Fresh Fringe, we think this is a great opportunity to just, hey, this is our brand, this is what we have, and we want to just see how people respond to that and how we can make the show better and bigger. Mm-hmm.
Rip it apart, tear it apart, because we're going to build it back up again in April. Okay. You know, that's kind of the point.
Well, best of luck to everyone. Thank you so much for speaking to Fringe Review this afternoon.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you.